And Kelly said from his experience, he said every couple or every few years, it kind of, he said it's kind of a cyclical thing. It'll pop back up and he'll get contacted by law enforcement or special investigators or maybe just the press or somebody. Does that, has that been your experience?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's roughly every 2.5 to 3 years. It's almost, you know, down to the wire. You know, of course, there's the original outburst. Then, you know, it dies down for a while, then it flares up again. Sometimes it's been beneficial. When it happened back in 93, I was finally able to get some copies of the police reports that had found their way to the Kansas City Star, and that had the distinct advantage of giving me the names of many of the people who had fabricated statements, such as people who submitted those quote-unquote eyewitness accounts of having seen me with Randy subsequent to his disappearance. So I was able to read these accusations and the names attached to them for the first time. You know, and a lot of these were people that I had known for years, grown up, gone to school with since kindergarten. So yeah, that was actually some positive aspects of it. But yeah, the case gets blown open on a regular basis. Of course, most recently with the play, the ongoing blog. It's been a great thing because, like I say, it's allowed me to shed some light on the crookedness of the situation. You know, it's not only incompetent and crooked cops that have perpetuated this. You know, it's 50% of the blame shifts to the people of the community involved in the area for being such bored, you know, disgusting, inbred, small-town little people that have no other excitement in their lives other than to be, you know, rubberneckers and looky-loos in this first bit of excitement that comes along the pike. And they've all got to, I guess, feel the need to contribute to it somehow, whether, you know, it involves providing information that they don't actually have or whatever it takes for them to get in on the gravy train.
Mm-hmm. What do you, as far as, you know, everybody kind of wants to form their own theory, it seems like, or, you know, put their two cents in, just reading the comment boards and, you know, just talking with people about it.
Yep, that's even, half the problem right there.
Even today, what are your feeling? Have you ever felt, you know, the need to have, or do you, have you ever told people your own theory of what happened, or do you just keep...
That's the thing,
keep,
I refuse
that
to theorize.
Speculation?
I have, it's not that I keep playing my speculation close to the vest or keep it to myself in any way. It's that I have no clue. I don't have any idea. I'm completely stumped. Mm-hmm. I like to think myself a rational, intelligent person. And when I see people theorizing and playing the constant armchair detective, that's kind of how I screen people. That's my off-the-cuff IQ test. The people that have fanned the flames of this idiocy did so because of all the theorizing and speculation and rumor mongering, and so anybody that contributes to that is part of the problem. I have no clue, no idea, and no opinion on what actually did happen to Randy. It's a total mystery to me. And in the absence of any actual evidence, my mind just does not leap to speculation.